never stop and think news podcast begins now.
Everybody, Joe from Stop and Think News. I just want to say from the top that this is a whole nother podcast board that I have, because the one that I was using for these past shows finally crapped out. The part that plugs into the computer that actually broke again, and it's the second one of the same pod board that I've had where that piece broke out. I'm not taking it with me places. That's what this one's for. This one's a little more heavy duty, a lot more expensive than that other one. But it's the same thing that happened before, and I'm not going to be getting that one again. As much as I love the layout and I love the functionality of it, I can't just keep blowing $80 on this podcast board because, people probably heard, some of you probably heard, $80, that's cheap. Well, yeah, exactly. I don't make any money at this, so I buy what I can afford, you know. I'm going to find another one. This does not have noise cancellation, so you may hear background noise. It's raining here. You know, my daughter's awake. She's playing games, having fun, talking to her friends, stuff like that. You may hear a door shut. It is what it is. I'm going to look tonight for a new podcast board, another inaffordable podcast board, you know, or not inaffordable, affordable rather, podcast board, and I'm going to replace this. So just bear with me on that. I do apologize. This is more for like events. This is like about the size of something that could fit on your hip. You know what I mean? And then you could interview people with a microphone, or you can set this up in a hurry. So if you're at an event and up to four people want to be on an interview with you or whatever, you can do that as long as you have the microphones and the cords and everything. Now, that being said, I just wanted to start with this video. Not going to probably be a real long show today, but I wanted to start with this video, and I'm going to just let you know right off the bat. This lady seems surprised at what she's seeing, but they've been telling us that this was going to be something that happens and since at least 2022. So the preface of this is that she's in the hospital and she has a virtual nurse with an AI, and it's, there's a big like AI type camera stuck to the wall, and then there's a TV underneath that. That's your virtual nurse. Well, in 2022, they told us this was going to happen. They were short on nursing staff. A lot of them quit because they didn't want to get the vaccine and just decided I'd rather quit than keep my job and do a religious exemption or whatever. So they did, and that's fine. To each their own, you know. But then, you know, they were sick. They were out sick. They just had a nursing shortage, basically. So now they came up with this idea for these. And she's shocked that she's seen it come into her hospital, you know. A lot of people don't spend a whole lot of time at the hospital. So the last time she was there, this is a big deal, right? Now, this isn't a shock to anybody because, let's be honest, they have been telling us they were going to do this since before even these were going to be a thing. See, there goes the rain. So you may or may not have heard, they've been using robotic nurses in Germany, I think it was, maybe a couple other countries. And if you're picturing like a lifelike looking thing walking in, carrying a tray, that's not it. It's like a little, it looks like a Doctor Who robot or something that comes into your room, spits your meds out into a cup or whatever, pushes it out to you, and that's the meds you're supposed to take. Very impersonal. I don't know how they figure, wow, I don't know how they figure that's going to help make people feel better, because I do feel like, I don't like people very much personally, but I do feel like, for the most part, human interaction when you're trying to recover for something is probably more comforting than a bunch of robots and TV screens. But maybe that's just me. Maybe you're different. Maybe you think this is great. Maybe because you hate people worse than I do, maybe you're like, yeah, I will take all robots, even if my doctor's a robot. You know, I don't, whatever. But here we go. I just wanted to show you this so that when you see one, you're not shocked. And this, you know, if you're listening on, one of the podcast radio apps or whatever, you're not going to be able to see this. You'll hear what she says. But just go ahead. I'm on Rumble, Stop and Think News, all one word. This, depending on when you hear this particular podcast, this should be the video up there. And it'll match the title on Rumble, along with whatever the title on here is. So it'll be easy for you to find and see what you'll be looking at. So having said that, let's get this going. I'm going to get this playing for you, and you can see this lady's reaction.
Mom was on the phone, and this thing turned around. This virtual nurse is just a way of them listening to you.
I don't even know what's happening at this point. In my room at the hospital, they don't have enough staff here. Hey, just so you know, there's a thing on the wall, and it's going to be your virtual nurse. That thing right there. She just came on. She was on the TV. The camera turned around and looked at us.
Melinda is being cared for by an AI nurse.
And then she was like, how's it going? What do you mean, how's it going? I'm freaked out right now. What are you doing up there? And where was she? Nobody knows. They don't have enough people here, so they use virtual nurses. This is what it's came to, guys.
You gotta push the button. Virtual nurse, right here. Once you press that, she'll come on the screen and do her thing. You can have the virtual nurse come in, answer questions for you. Like, if you have simple questions, or she can't do, like, compressions or anything, but she's able to help you with, like, prescriptions or your care. The nurse was telling us the hardest part about it is they just call them and tell them, like, hey, room 511 needs blah, 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 blah.
Robo-nurse can't do much other than ask, how are you feeling?
So it's actually, like, just a filler until they're available to bring you whatever you need. Okay, so we're pretty much convinced that this virtual nurse is just a way of them listening to you in the room while they're not in here. The reason being is we're not crazy. My mom was on the phone and this thing just turned around. So right now the camera's facing the wall and you're supposed to give it permission. Except a little bit ago, my mom and me were talking and I said, Mom, can you get me some more water in my cup? Because she gave me way too much ice and I don't really like ice. So my mom's like, yeah, she was filling my cup up.
Not long after, a nurse enters the room.
Mind you, our door shut and everything. And so the lady came in and my mom goes, this was like 20 minutes later, and my mom goes, hey, can you get her some more water? The water jug has ran out. And she's like, oh yeah, and this time I'll give you less ice. I know I'm a little bit overbearing with the ice. Me and Mom looked at each other like, oh, what? Like, how did she know that? So y'all convinced me otherwise, but
Come to find out, I had a mini stroke. All of a sudden, my hand just decided it didn't want to work.
My neurologist was virtual. They just brought this card in, and he was on there. When I got here to the ER, my fingers were completely blue. No blood getting to them. I couldn't feel anything in my arm. That all happened so suddenly, and my ears were ringing. And like, I get to the ER, and the doctor comes in. He has me hooked up to nothing, looks at my hand, and he's like, yeah, you just have a nerve, something wrong with the nerve, but we can't figure out till we do a scan in the morning. So I'll probably just refer you out, but I'll check with neurology and see what they want to do.
Then they wheeled in the virtual neurologist.
He wheels this card in. The guy gets on and he was like, all right, call a nurse in. So I called a nurse in. She comes in and she's like, I don't even know what's happening. I didn't even know we have these. This is my second day here. Another girl walked in. She's like, just do what he tells you to do. And he's like telling her to do all these things to me. What was her blood work? I've been there an hour. We don't have blood work. What do we have going on right now? What tests did she get taken? Nothing. We haven't had anything. He's like, what's her blood pressure? She's like, we don't have anything. Get the doctor in the room right now. The screen turns black. What the heck is going on? So the phone rings out there. This nurse leaves. The doctor comes in. He has like a whole team with him. And he's like, well, I'm glad that I did that. He thinks you're having a stroke. So they start doing tests right away. Taking blood. They got me hooked up to everything. They have me on blood thinners. Blood pressure is still really, really high, but they think it's supposedly this happens when you have a mini stroke. So I got discharged, and then the doctor like came in the room as we're getting ready to leave, and he's like, it's not smart to go home, which is weird because he's the one that did the discharge papers. So I still have my virtual nurse. She checks in every now and then. They're all living in the cloud somewhere. It's a knocking noise. Knock, 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 and then you can tell her to come in and she'll turn the camera around.
Melinda is finally discharged and is having a checkup with her virtual doctor.
I'm at my appointment. This is how I see my doctor. The doctor I was seeing is no longer here. Now I come here and my doctor will be on in just a few minutes. They hook me up to the machine. The doctor can see everything. So they'll look in my ears. She'll be able to see it. They'll hook something up to my heart and they'll see it. Literally, they can see everything. It's just a machine. This is pretty much healthcare. And right now it says she's waiting in the waiting room for us.
I was looking at all your records from the hospital. So they did an MRI of the brain, CAT scan of the brain and neck. So that was all good.
Yes.
The only thing is your heart rate was in 120.
are living in a strange world. She looked very confused and concerned when a robo nurse appeared on screen. I think I would be too. For many in the comments, this hasn't gone down well, with people voicing their concerns. This first person says, they will pay for that technology, but won't pay their nurses? Oh my god, I am so worried. Other commenters are worried about what would happen if something was wrong with a patient. What happens if you code? Does maintenance come in and the virtual nurse talks them through it? But over to you now. What do you think? Are you a fan of robot doctors and nurses? Let us know down in the comments below. As always, thanks so much for watching. It's gone viral.
So what I'm seeing, there's been movie, I think Idiocracy, I reference a lot because that's, it really does feel like that was a documentary now. I do feel like the elites and the Democrats and the rhinos and all these people, I really think they style their ideas around this film. But, and if you haven't seen that, definitely check it out. It's definitely worth a watch, even if you're not a movie person, because as a matter of fact, here's a fun fact about that movie. Did you know, what are they called? Crocs actually made their first appearance in that movie. They were looking for a shoe that looked so ridiculous that it made sense for this movie. If you've seen it, you understand what I'm talking about. And they found this small, like, kind of startup company, which is the Croc company now that all these people wear. So they chose those shoes because they looked the most ridiculous for that film. So that's a little fun fact about that movie. If you are a fan, maybe you didn't know that. But anyway, so, you know, there was also a viral video that somebody made. It was kind of like a movie style, but not, you know, movie length. It was maybe 5 minutes tops. And it's of a guy that goes to prison and everything once he goes to prison, including the fact that he was arrested for accidentally doing something he wasn't supposed to, that the police robot thought was wrong. It was a misunderstanding, but he's now in prison and he's trying to figure out ways to get out. And you're dealing with technology and you see where you're at. It's like, so you're doing voice technology. I need to call my mom and, you know, get bail or whatever. And it's, I don't even know who made it, or I don't know how to send you to this video. I didn't ever downloaded it. I know I shared it probably in Stop and Think News a long time ago, at somewhere between last year and this year, the beginning of then till now. But it's just this nightmare scenario where everybody he deals with is not a person, except for his lawyer, who is also virtual, but if I remember right, it's just a voice. And by virtual, I mean, I think it was an actual person, but they were virtually communicating. So, at the end of the day, this is where we're heading. I really sadly think this is where we're heading. We're hearing about how fast food companies are trying to replace workers with more tech. Like, you know, they build the burgers, the robots build the burgers, and then push it through, and it pops out at you or whatever. And, I mean, in California, I just saw an article today that said, you know, employees in California are, you know, super happy with the $20 an hour, but then companies not so much. Well, when you do stupid things like pay people that work what should be a minimum wage high school starter job, yes, that's what McDonald's is. I get that they have programmed people to think that just working at McDonald's is a career choice somehow. Like, for life, or like, other people don't have the option. It's like, you do, you have the option to do whatever you want. You see McDonald's as an easy way to make money because you're going to stand there doing the same thing over and over, and that's super easy, and some people like that, right? But you don't get to do a menial, low-wage job that has always notoriously been low-wage and then expect to get paid what, I'm sorry, but what they're paying fast food workers out there right now in California, that's more than my wife works at a job that she's worked at for years. You see what I'm saying? Like, and it's not a menial job by any stretch of the imagination, and it never was. It's just ridiculous, you know? So what you can expect is between things like that, now we're seeing a new story out yesterday. They're trying to tell us that, oh, bird flu skipped to humans, and they did it through beef, so they're going to attack beef. They're going to attack farms. They're going to do everything. everything that we, the crazy conspiracy theorists, have been saying is going to happen is going to happen. They want to make this into a dystopia. They want full control. They want all races mixed so that we all look exactly the same. There's no distinctions between us. And to some people, that sounds like a great thing, but it's not. You know, the same people screaming diversity is our strength are the same people that in a heartbeat would tell you, yeah, we need to, you know, intermingle and just make all one race. So is diversity our strength or is it not? Because once you get rid of different races and they all become one, there is no diversity. Just like you see with their thought patterns, their thought processes. If you break free, if you say something that opposes that, they freak out, they, you know, scream in your face, they throw things at you. They don't even like diversity of thought. So little rant there, but this is where we're going. Is you're going to start seeing more of this, I do believe, with the wage increases, with staffing shortages because people are not interested in careers for the most part anymore like this, especially after they saw how nurses went from heroes to zeros in like a year because of, oh, you know, look at them, they're dancing on TikTok. And people like me were like, why the are they dancing on TikTok rather than caring for patients? I thought that they were overwhelmed and, oh, everybody's flying through the doors. And you know the whole drill. They went, and then it was the vaccine comes out, and a lot of them didn't want it because it was untested, it was unproven, and it still is. And, well, I mean, it's been proven that it's not working. They keep making fake headlines. Oh, it's great for your heart. Like, literally the opposite of that, but okay. But, you know, Big Pharma's losing money, and all these news outlets are in Big Pharma's pocket because that's who gives them revenue through commercials and promotions. But that's what you have to look forward to. I mean, especially probably in urban areas, a small place like where I live, you know, they're not like hurting for staff terribly. But that is, I mean, we're going to be seeing more and more of this. There's drone deliveries now. There's robot deliveries now. There's all these different deliveries services that don't involve people. And you're going to see this over and over increasing. Unless we say, you know, enough's enough, you're not only selling our jobs overseas, you're in Mexico and overseas and all these different places, you're shipping them elsewhere. Now you're replacing us. And I'm not saying that California is the only place this is happening, right? Like, there's a nurse shortage everywhere. This could happen in this small town eventually if we have one. So what I'm saying is get used to this. This is what they want for us. They've literally invented fake robot trees to suck carbon out of the air or whatever, so that CO2 out of the air, even though we technically need more of it for healthier plants and trees and stuff, they want to make these just like in that stupid Dr. Seuss movie, right? They've literally invented them, and then just imagine a whole field full of these plastic bubbles that are sucking CO2 out of the air, right? Then they'll go with all the fields full of these giant windmills that half of them will be spinning and half of them won't. And they'll go a little further and there'll be a whole bunch of rows of solar panels that are only powering a tiny fraction of the city. This is what they want for us. They will cut down forests to do these things. That's the funny part. Up north from here in Traverse City, they're actually having a fit because they're cutting down some trees. I just shared the article on my personal page, but they're having a fit. I think I did in Stop and Think News too, about them cutting down X amount, 1,000 some trees or whatever, to make a wheelchair path for the scenic walkway. And I just thought to myself, they're freaking out because people want to get exercise, fresh air and stuff. So they're cutting down some trees. Plant some more if it bothers you that much. Secondly, if this was any of the things I just mentioned a minute ago that they were going to put in there, be it windmills, solar panels, whatever, they wouldn't be freaking out. There wouldn't even have been an article on it. That's the hypocrisy of these people. Like, they will literally cut down thousands of trees to put up windmills that kill birds and take up a bunch of habitat that animals need. And they won't bat an eye. But if somebody wants to log that, plant more trees when they're done, which loggers do, because if they didn't, they'd go out of business. Nope. That's awful. You're terrible. They'll tie themselves up in the trees and hang out in there and everything. But anyway, guys, let's move on to the next story, and that is this. We have Israel actively attempting to get us into war. We have Israel bombing World Central Kitchen convoy, killing foreign aid workers. And everybody cheers Israel still. And you're not allowed not to, by the way. You're not allowed not to. If you don't cheer Israel, you're an anti-Semite, they call you. I'm not pro-Palestine, right? And I'm not pro-Israel. But I can see what Israel's doing, and their ultimate goal is taking over the entire Middle East. Bear with me. So they did this. This is from Al Jazeera. If the video will play, it's kind of iffy with these news outlets. I don't know. It doesn't really matter what internet I got. Yeah, see, it's just spinning. I'm not going to bother. So, world.
This is someone who is volunteering overseas to provide aid through this charity for people who are suffering tremendous deprivation in Gaza. And this is just completely unacceptable. Australia expects full accountability for the deaths of aid workers, which is completely unacceptable.
يعني بلا مخدر للخيام يجيبوا لنا اياه. اي ذنب الاطفال بدهم يجوعوهم، اي ذنب المطبخ بدهم يقصفوهم.
All right. So for those of you on the radio apps or whatever, you know, that was just a lot of sound for you. So now I will just kind of give you what the little bit of article even says here. But world leaders have expressed outrage after seven aid workers with the charity World Central Kitchen were killed in an Israeli strike on their clearly marked vehicles in central Gaza. And you, like I said, go to Rumble, Stop and Think News, all one word. You can see this video as well. And there you have it. Like, the Israel's leader claims it was an accident. Netanyahu, I don't necessarily believe that to be true. I think they were trying to stop aid to Palestine. That's what I think. You know, we got Biden dropping literally crates of aid on people and killing them. And then we've got this happening. This is a whole nother show I could get into on this whole Israel situation, but that's not it. That's not it. We have Iran says Israel bombs its embassies in Syria, kills commanders. So they're also attacking an embassy in Syria, which you're not really supposed to do unless you're a terrorist, really. That's the only people I've seen attack embassies. But Israel will most likely get a pass on this. Again, Syria's leaders, you know, condemned it, and yeah, it's a mess. What they're trying to do is they're trying to agitate. They're trying to do whatever they can to get America to help them take out their enemies, take out other places, targeted places in the Middle East, so that Israel can expand even further and have full control. Like, I know people might be offended by hearing that, but it's the reality of what's going on. They're doing it with Palestine little by little, and they have been for a long time since the Balfour Agreement, when they placed Israel where it was and agreed with Palestinians that Israel would have X amount of land. Israel kept expanding, and encroaching, and they did so by killing Palestinians. And then now we have, I mean, of course that's going to create terrorists. There's not really any excuse for terrorists, but if anything's going to do it, it would be, hey, you keep killing our people to expand and take our land. We're going to form this group and we're going to fight back, you know. And neither side is right. You shouldn't be housing terrorists and letting the terrorists use kids as shields and all that. But this is where we're at. It's none of our business, in my opinion, as Americans. But this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to get us into war. Now, the final thing that I wanted to cover, this comes from the YouTube channel Redacted. The title of the video is Baltimore Bridge was a cyber attack and economic nuke against America. And I agreed with this whole video. You know, we've seen a lot of conspiracy theories, and I will call them happily that I know the CIA, I know the whole history, but like literally it's the same with the solar eclipse. People are bored. We've debunked so much. We've proven so much to be true, so on and so forth. Like, I've seen people try to say that this was a distraction from the P. Diddy thing. Like, no, it wasn't. This was an attack. They do multiple things, right? Like, multiple things happen in a country. I feel like some of these people have gone so far down the rabbit hole that they're surrounded by a hole and they don't believe that there can be more moving parts than what one thing. I don't understand it. This was not a distraction from P. Diddy. Like, honestly, this was an attack on America. So let me play this video. It's about 6 minutes, 52 seconds. And thankfully, for you listening on other platforms aside from Rumble, this has talking in it that you'll understand. So let me get this playing, and you guys can listen to what they talk about here. And I agree with them 100%. So here you go.
Now we're getting some information on the infrastructure side of this and how big this is and how well this might have looked like. If you were going to carry out a terrorist attack on the United States, if you were going to carry out an infrastructure attack on the United States, where would you go? Well, according to experts, whoever did this and carried out this cyber attack chose the best spot in the United States to do this. Because now we're getting, as Michael Yon tweeted earlier today, this is an economic this is basically an economic nuclear strike on the United States. If you think about how the inflow of ships coming in are now affected and the outflow of ships leaving the port of Baltimore are struck. A major infrastructure hit, as he writes. The port of Baltimore is a major port serving Baltimore, Washington, D.C. All of the shipping north of the bridge is now trapped in place. No other shipping can get in. The tunnel shown in different images, of course, has a height and hazardous cargo restriction, so it can't get out. So all of the hazardous cargo. We learn now, of course, the dozens of shipping containers filled with hazardous chemicals and those that have now leached chemicals into the harbor. It's going to be, first of all, it took years to build the Francis Scott Key Bridge. How long will it take for them to clear this debris and get it open to at least get back to some sort of normalcy? It's going to be months, if not years, until they can do this. Go ahead, David.
And you have to think of how much stuff actually comes to the East Coast, because they'd have to go all the way around to the West Coast to ship things. They're like, that's a major, major, major port.
Right. It's absolutely
coming from.
It's the second most important port, important port in the United States.
And also, didn't Biden do something, or not Biden, Newsom? Hasn't he done something stupid with the ports? I can't remember exactly what, but I recall there being something about where, oh, it's the semis. He's going to like restrict the semis that come into those ports and take the goods out somehow, tax them or something ridiculous, tax or something. I don't remember exactly, or ban the gas ones and only use electric, something like that. But yeah, so if they are having to go around to California, that's still going to be an issue because California sucks.
United States. And so they really hit it the right target at the right time and caused the maximum amount of damage here. And for those of you that think that this is just one simple incident here, it also affects the United States and military and the fast response ships that, of course, that are trapped inside of this port right now. In addition to which, if you think about the cyber attacks here and how this is not just this attack. This is multiple helicopter crashes. This is multiple attacks on other targets in the United States. And you're seeing it, but we're not getting any attention paid to it. Like, why there's no, like, discussion about this? Because I think it maybe they don't want to admit that.
He's 100% right, too. I've been sharing in a Stop and Think News on Telegram and on my personal page all these helicopter crashes. Between October and I'd say February, there was a ton of military helicopter crashes. Just crazy amounts. It just seemed odd to me, so I started going, you know, what the heck's going on here? And now it's kind of seemed to have died down, but here we go.
That we're vulnerable, that we're this vulnerable now to these types of attacks, it's kind of unbelievable. As Joshua Reed, friend of the show, points out, the USS Fitzgerald 2017, the USS John McCain was also struck 2017, the USS Connecticut in 2021. How many military aircraft have now crashed as a result of cyber attacks in the past decade? How many helicopter incidents, he says, over the past 5 years? And we now know, going back to 2013, the ability to hack these vehicles, going back, as I've reported here on the show when I did that investigative report about the cars being taken over by hackers and driving people into a tree. And they took over the car that I was driving to show how that all unfolded. It was legitimate. It absolutely happened. So, you know, this idea of a foreign entity tracking and cracking into U.S. military software systems is very concerning. And I think there's this sort of willful ignorance right now in the United States about this. Then we see this other bridge being struck, this other port being struck just a few over the weekend, of course. Another barge hitting a pylon in one of these, what I'm trying to say, bridge pylon, also was attacked and hit. Do you think that these are just coincidences? And I think more people need to be paying attention to this.
No, of course they're not just coincidences. And the odds of that happening days apart like that, just, it's too much, right? And in the same way, it's like they lose power and then slide into the pylon. So, yeah, and you can hack these things. You can. They all run on computers now, which is a terrible idea. But anyway.
Also, we learned the Baltimore Police Marine Unit was cut from the city budget, according to Chesapeake Bay Magazine. So the individuals who would be policing those waters had that slashed from the budget, so we don't have those eyeballs on that area anymore. The whole thing absolutely stinks here, and so I think we're going to be learning more and more about just how devastating this is economically to the United States. And when we see more of these, will they be linked and will there be connections to this? I hope the Biden administration, though, is honest with us. We know that this was a cyber attack. I hope that they will come out and tell us, this is what happened. This is who was responsible. Here is how it happened. But they're not telling us this.
No, they're ready to move on.
They immediately were ready to move on and not tell us about this.
Yeah.
Even without an investigation. So the NTSB, of course, didn't even arrive on the ship for 2 days later. But the Biden administration that morning is able to tell us, there's nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just going to point that out. That's the thing that I constantly come back to on this, is that they knew the answer before they got the test. That implies cheating to me.
Right.
You know.
But I think the update here is just how economically bad this is, and to keep an eye on other bridge attacks, other infrastructure attacks from a cyber perspective over the coming days. And will we hear anything from the Biden administration? Will reporters be brave enough to push the Biden White House on this? I mean, what are you doing in the White House press briefing room? Push the White House press secretary on this point and ask her these tough questions. Why is there 2 minutes of missing NTSB data from the black box recordings? The two most vital minutes of this? We're not stupid. We know that there's something going on here.
She's just going to say that the Republicans blocked it and the Republicans didn't pass a bill that would have fixed that bridge. Like, it's
yeah.
They're never going to own up to any of this stuff. I mean, it's kind of obvious, like Philip said, they knew something, obviously. But we'll never know. I mean, tell me the last time we ever got, like, look at East Palestine, look at Lahaina. any of this stuff? When do we ever actually get any kind of real information that shows what happened?
No, never. They're not going to tell us. Let us know your thoughts on this. But I think the big piece of this is the economic collapse and what this means to the United States and what this means to our ability to ship in and out hazardous materials and major pieces of cargo flowing out of the United States and into the United States. I think it's absolutely devastating. So we'll continue to watch this story as this unfolds, and any little piece that we can dive more deeply into, we'll try to bring it here to you on this show.
And there you have it. And that's not good. It's really bad, actually. So what I hear a lot of is that there's farm equipment that travels through there from port to the rest of the country. They've been attacking farms since Biden took office. I mean, let's be honest, there's been fire after fire in chicken places, cows showing up dead in the middle of the summer for no reason. Oh, it was too hot. Yeah, these cows are used to that. Just all these different attacks on these places. And we now know that we have China within our shores building, they've got police stations here. They're buying up farmland near military bases. This is all fact. Who knows what's going on? We've got all these companies buying up like farmland as well. These stock companies, they buy up the farmland and try to control the water. They try to be in charge of the water to all the farms around them. They strategically buy the land to do just that. But anyway, guys, there you have it. That is the show for today. Until next time, be safe. Be prepared. Just don't be a jerk about it if you can help it. And I will talk to you very, very soon.
Everybody knows that you cradle the sun.